the Indian Judiciary Part 3, in which we are going to learn about subordinate courts and independency of the courts. Since India has a very vast area and the population is increasing in great numbers, each state and union territory of India is divided into districts for better administration. There are many low courts below the high court. These courts are known as subordinate courts. There are three subordinate courts. So types of courts you see here: civil courts, criminal courts, and revenue courts. What are civil courts? It deals with civil cases. The court of the district court is the highest civil court in district. Criminal courts, in which deals with criminal cases. The court of the sessions judge is the highest criminal court in district. Means district court and session court, these are the two types as subordinate courts to the district level. Then revenue courts. It deals with cases involving taxation of any kind. Also deals with cases with collection and assessment of land revenue. The Board of Revenue is the highest court in all the revenue courts. Now Nyaya Panchayat. Nyaya Panchayats are courts that try petty civil and criminal cases at the village level. Local people constitutes Nyaya Panchayat. There is one Nyaya Panchayat for every 3-4 villages. At taluka level sometime it is. If people are not happy with decisions, they can appeal in district courts. Now, what are Lok Adalats? The word Lok Adalats means people's court. It is a voluntary organization that resolves disputes amongst people. People who have been in the legal profession and eminent social workers are part of the Lok Adalats. The Legal Services Authorities Act 1987 has legalized Lok Adalats. The decision of the Lok Adalat is final and binding on both the parties involved in dispute. Now, independence of judiciary. Judicial independence is guaranteed by Indian Constitution. The Supreme Court, High Court, and subordinate courts go a long way in maintaining the independence of the judiciary. Independence of judiciary is very much important to take the right, correct decision without any pressure, to give the free trials, and to give the correct judgment or verdict to the people so that the people can believe in the system. The independence of judiciary is very much important. Now, a few questions are there for you, in which I'm going to ask you few fill in the blanks. The Supreme Court came into existence on dot dot. There are dot dot Supreme Court and dot dot High Courts in India. Judges of the Supreme Court retire at the age of dot dot. Civil cases involve disputes related to dot dot and dot dot among others. The inaugural proceedings of the Supreme Court were carried out by dot dot. Each state and union territories is divided or are divided into dot dot for better administration. And the last one is dot dot and dot dot are two examples of district courts. That's it from part 3. I hope that you enjoyed the lesson, the Indian judiciary. Thank you. Have a good time.